The Valley Conservation Council has announced the results of its land protection efforts in 2022. It was a good year, with 2023 looking to be even better. Adam Shellhammer is the executive director of the Valley Conservation Council.
We had a very strong year in land protection, so we helped 16 landowners protect their land across our 11-county service area. And those 16 properties amounted to over 1,900 acres of land, 10 miles of protected stream and river, and it was just very exciting. So it was a really productive year for us, and it was based on a lot of momentum and just relationships that had spanned sometimes 10 and 20 years. And a lot of things came together to make for a very exciting year for VCC and land protection in the Valley.
Shellhammer says funding is available to help landowners offset some of the cost for the process of protecting their land. He says Valley Conservation Council has about 20 projects in the works, so he does not see any slowdown in the near future.
We're an accredited land trust in the state of Virginia. In the simplest terms, we protect land in the Shenandoah Valley. So we have 11 counties in our service area, which ranges north to Frederick, south to Botetourt, and everything in between the Blue Ridge and the West Virginia line. And we work with farmers and other landowners to protect property that have attributes like productive farming soils, productive agricultural land, or forested land, other areas that would protect water quality in the rivers and streams of the area. So really, those are the two things that we're looking at. We're looking to protect agricultural land and improve and protect water quality in the area.
When land is protected under an easement, the land is maintained and protected in perpetuity according to the terms of the easement. The landowner retains full ownership, management, and use of the property.
We mostly work through in a tool known as a conservation easement. So a landowner will work with us, and they will forego development rights on their property. So they will donate the value of development rights on their property. So there will be an appraisal, and whatever the value, you know, before and after, with and without the development rights would be, that's an actual donated value. Landowners can either use that donated amount to offset some of their tax burden, or in the state of Virginia, there's a very, very powerful state income tax program where they can actually sell those credits and receive income from it if, say, their income isn't high enough to benefit from those tax credits. So the conservation easement is currently the best tool in our toolbox, and it's been very effective for quite a lot of years. And Virginia does a lot to support that work in a number of ways.
Since becoming an accredited land trust, Valley Conservation Council has secured 69 easements and protected over 8,500 acres throughout the Shenandoah Valley. For more information, visit valleyconservation.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Bonnie Ralston.